بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم ما بعد more rewarding than Hajj after Hajj Amash rahmatullah alayh once said to Hassan al-Basri rahimahumullah do you not know that setting out to tend to the needs of fellow Muslims is more rewarding than performing one Hajj after another After hearing the statement from Amash, Hassan al-Basri rahimahumullah terminated his i'tikaf to tend to the needs of needy people. Sayyiduna Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala intends good for any person, he makes others in need of the assistance of this person. Sayyiduna Sahal ibn Hunayf radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever witnesses his fellow Muslim brother being humiliated and despite having the ability does not come to his aid will be disgraced by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah before all of humanity. Sayyidun Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that he was once sitting in i'tikaf in Masjid al-Nabawi when a person came to him, greeted and sat down to talk. Seeing his condition, Sayyidina Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, O brother, I see you are grieved. The man replied, Yes, O son of the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, a certain person has a right over me and by the oath of the revered inmate of this grave, I cannot honor it. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, should I not speak to the person on your behalf? The person replied, if you so wish. Sayyidina Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu put on his shoes and emerged from the masjid. The person said, have you forgotten the condition you were in, that is in i'tikaf? Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu replied, No, but I have heard the dweller of this blessed grave saying that tears welled up his eyes, that whoever sets out to fulfill a need of a Muslim and exerts himself in accomplishing the task, it will be more rewarding for him than 10 years of i'tikaf, and whoever sits in i'tikaf for one day, in order to please Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, it distances him from the fire equivalent to 3 trenches which are as wide as the space between east and west. Note all the ahadith of this chapter highlight the importance of aiding one's brother and being helpful to one another. Some of the narrations have mentioned tremendous rewards for very trivial actions. When Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wishes to bestow His mercy, who then can prevent it? May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.